Kurdistan in northern Iraq is the safest, most prosperous part of the country. The region is in many respects autonomous, and the Kurdish authorities have managed to protect their territory from the violence that's tearing apart much of the rest of Iraq. But internal problems are growing. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the town of Halabja, where many young Iraqi Kurds want to leave.
There isn't much to do for young men in Iraqi Kurdistan on the weekend. These young Kurds in their teens and 20s play soccer on a garbage-strewn dirt field that's wedged in between several gray cinder block houses. The players are consumed by the game, ignoring the cow that's grazing behind one goal and the call to prayer that echoes from mosques around town. Ask these young Kurds about their plans for the future, and they all say the same thing.
We all have plans that as soon as summer comes, we will leave this country. Even in this summer, because we were very disappointed in this country.
Across Iraqi Kurdistan, the complaints from young Kurds are almost all the same. No jobs, rampant corruption, lack of political freedom, and lack of electricity. It's a surprise to hear this coming from Kurdish men who just 3 years ago danced patriotically in the streets waving the flag of Kurdistan as they celebrated the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. Now an entire generation of depressed male Kurds is talking about sneaking into Europe to find jobs. Many have already left. In a living room in Halabja, members of the Adham family talk over speakerphone with their 24-year-old son, Rabwar, who smuggled himself to Greece last September. There, he now earns $1,000 a month working in an Athens restaurant. Rabwar says he left because he saw no future in Kurdistan, aside from getting a job as a poorly paid teacher in a remote village. He tried to sneak across the border to Turkey twice, but only succeeded on the third try after paying $5,000 to smugglers who took him on a long and dangerous trip that involved spending 48 hours hiding in the back of a truck. Rabwar's mother, Bahar, says she initially opposed her son's departure, but she's since changed her mind. The Kurds spent so long struggling for freedom from Saddam, she says, but in reality, our leaders were just struggling for themselves so that they could steal the money of the people. That, Bahar adds, is why all the young men are leaving this country. The Adhams are considered a middle-class family in Kurdistan. But they spend their afternoon huddled in one room around a kerosene heater listening to a battery-powered radio because there are only 2 hours of electricity a day in Kurdistan and fuel costs too much to heat the rest of the house. Rabwar's 26-year-old brother, Nocherwan, says he can't wait to join his brother in Europe.
Europe is paradise.
From our side, we cannot understand them because we spent all our life in struggle.
Fuat Hussein is a top official in the Kurdistan regional government and a veteran of the Kurds' long struggle against the central government in Baghdad. Now that Iraqi Kurdistan has finally achieved real autonomy, Hussein says he doesn't understand why so many young men are fleeing the country, especially at a time when the region is importing foreign labor.
We have got now workers from India, workers from Ethiopia, workers from Philippines, Arabs, Turks, from all over the world, where our youth are leaving to other countries.
Part of the problem, young Kurds say, is that without government connections, their future employment opportunities are limited to working either as poorly paid laborers or as functionaries in the bloated government bureaucracy. But the older, former freedom fighters now in government appear unwilling to share power with a new generation. Kurdish security forces have repeatedly used lethal force to crush opposition protests in towns like Halabja. That's left 26-year-old Ardalan Mohammed and his friend Govan Mohammed disillusioned, bitter, and bored. They sit at sunset on a hillside orchard in Halabja, watching their friends get drunk around a campfire. This place is like a prison, and our leaders are barbarians, the young men say. This summer, they vow to smuggle themselves to Europe or die trying. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Halabja, Iraqi Kurdistan.